FM. Listen live at 104.9 FM. Stream at listenlikealocal.com or enjoy the program on the official WSKV FM app from the Google Play or Apple App Store. You can also listen on demand at listenlikealocal.com or Apple Podcast. You're listening to PCSN Live. Let's join Dave and Ken at the Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Studio in Stanton.
Good evening and welcome, folks, to another edition of PCSN Live here on WSKV 104.9 FM. And this is Dave Fodor along with Ken Simon. We've got a lot to bring you tonight. We've got some maybe some scheduling things that we're going to do a little bit different. I'm sounding kind of weird in my ears. So are you hearing what I'm hearing? Are you echoing or am I echoing?
Yeah, we both are.
All right. What did I do wrong here? I don't know if anything is wrong, but we're going to keep on rolling. If we sound terrible to somebody, please text us. Let us know if we sound weird to you. Again, may just be my ears. And, I don't know.
Definitely has a different sound to it.
It does, but we'll just kind of go with it from here. Again, I may be too loud in my ears. That might have helped a little bit right there. All right. Again, we got some things to talk about. Number one, this week was a COVID cancellation week for the Powell County Pirates and Lady Pirates. This is a week where, at the beginning of the week, we went to the 25%, which was a recommendation by the governor and the KSSA that schools could decide to shut down. So our administration has decided to shut down for the week because of the numbers. That being said, next week is a go. Bad news for some is that there is no fans. I say it's good news for all because they get to play. And the main thing is get the kids out there, let them play their games. The recommendation, if folks can remember, just a few weeks ago, KSSA was early after the Christmas holidays. You'd be careful. Like a phase one of the basketball season, let's go no fans or very limited and go up from there. And I think really Powell County is making a good decision here. Folks, you can agree with me if you want to. Call in if you want to disagree. 663-2811. But my opinion is it's a good call early on. I know you can't have fans in our gym. It's a big gym. But to see how it goes, we are at a critical number, in my opinion, in Powell County. We're going to talk about it in just a second. We're kind of at a critical juncture here. We're at 42% as of yesterday. Our number, will go up today as far as the percentage. Ken's going to give it to you in a minute. I'm just giving you a prediction on what I think. If that number keeps going up, folks, we're going to be in trouble anyway. It's a very iffy situation here. So take what you can get. Hopefully be happy with the kids getting to play. Because I know one team that didn't get to play at all last year. Actually, I know two teams and a track team. So those three teams here in Powell County didn't get to play a game. Be happy with what you get. Because we're at bad times. It's worse now than it was then. So take that for me. Maybe kind of shutting you guys down a little bit. But that's the way I see it. And you probably won't change your mind on that one.
Well, on one hand, I think that when you think about the circumstances of who is involved and who potentially would be upset under those circumstances, I think that in and of itself is the issue. As a parent, if my child is on a team and they're not allowing me to attend, I'm upset because now I don't get to see my child play.
Right.
On the flip side, if I'm interested in the health and well-being of the overall team and those players, in their best interest, it's probably best that no one does show up to watch those games. So again, there's that fine line. If all of a sudden, if you decide that now you're going to limit it to just family members to attend, well, wait a minute, I'm a fan too, but even though I don't have a kid that's playing, why can't I attend? I'm just as much a fan, if not more, maybe, than a parent potentially. So therefore, now you're picking and choosing who can and who can't, at least with the blanket coverage of saying no fans. No fans is no fans, as opposed to picking who can and who can't attend. And I get the size of the gym. We've talked about that as well. You know, it's a large gym over here in Powell County. You know, you're probably not going to fill it up in general terms as far as a regular season game. There's plenty of room to social distance. However, with that being said, you know as well as I do, when I go to enter into these gyms, no matter what the sport was, well, nobody even in line is social distancing. to even get in the facility, yeah. right? In general, everybody is kind of right there together. So whether you're wearing the mask or not, we're still all close together trying to get in the facility. So at least at that point, they're at least trying to curtail and even the cleanup, right? Because once you have people coming in, you're going to have to clean the whole gym because it's not like all this, unless you're doing assigned seating. And how are you doing that on bleacher seats, just in general terms? So at that point, you're still having to clean the whole gym. At least with the students, you know exactly where they're going to be in general terms as far as on the benches. You know, you can clean that area, the scorer's table. So it's a little less tedious or, you know, a situation where you're not having to clean everything. Again, it's a tough decision. No matter what decision the district makes, people are going to be mad. They're going to be upset.
Beginning of the week, you know, no games. People got mad because there's no games. It only lasted for one day. We were scheduled back the next week. That being said, the district made adjustments. Well, their adjustment was, okay, we won't let them play, but we're not going to have fans. That, to me, is the goal, is let the kids play. If we could see that folks can come in at a later point, and again, this thing can be changed in a day. It doesn't take long. See that it's going to work. People are going to behave when they come in, wear their masks, sit where they're supposed to. At that point, they may say, okay, maybe we can have limited fans. I don't think really we're going to see this entire season with better than limited fans. I really don't. When you look at it, it's January the 6th. We're going to find out the number here in a minute. We're going to come back to this issue, but we were at 42 yesterday. I know we had 10 cases that weren't reported that went on today's number. Therefore, the number has to go up. If that's the case, we're going to continue to go up. We're not going to get out of the red this month. So if you're one of those people that wants to push this issue, had you rather they say, okay, you don't play past 25%. If that's what you want, I'm sure I got a phone number to give you that they will make that happen. But I don't think you want to push the issue. I think let the kids play. That is where it is. And again, we can discuss it later, and we'll take your calls here in a few moments. But if you want to call in and argue that point, I get both sides. I really do. To the point to where people are angry, let the kids play. That if that's what you want, then let the kids play.
Well, and on one hand, I think it ultimately goes back to the safety of the student athletes. Yep. We want them to have a season, and if we want them to have a season, we have to do our part as adults. And therefore, if that means that I'm not able to attend a game so my kids or these kids can have a game and a season, then that's what I'm willing to do. Now, fortunately, WSKV has stepped up where we are able to do Facebook Live broadcasting of these games. So if you're not in attendance, you'll still be able to not only hear us on the radio, but hear us on Facebook Live and see the actual game. Correct. And some people are streaming it on their televisions and whatever else. So, I mean, you know, you're not necessarily limited. At least you have that opportunity to see the game. Whereas prior to this, that wouldn't necessarily be the case. You would be able to hear us on the radio, but you wouldn't necessarily be able to see that. So at least that option is available to where you can at least still view it. Now, to me, that if you have a problem with the decisions that are being made, let your voice be heard. But it has to be a legitimate concern of why you should be allowed to be in attendance. To me, you almost need to justify being in attendance. And I get supporting your children. Listen, when my kids were playing sports, you can't always be at every game. You can't do it in general terms. Every parent can't be at every game every time it's happening.
Unless you coach them. Like I did for years.
Unless you're coaching him. And that includes road games, right? Yeah. I mean, sometimes work schedules, you can't, you know, you can't make it. And I get that. So, you know, unfortunately, we miss countless things of our children growing up. Countless. It's immeasurable. Even little things that they might do at school, you miss those things because you're not there. They might be at your parents' house, the grandparents' house. And you miss little cute things and whatever that they do, and you're not there in those moments. So, I mean, it's just a fact of life. We can't be there 24/7 and witness everything. You have to pick and choose. And sometimes other people pick and choose when we can and when we can't. It's no different. All of a sudden, your child goes back into the hospital for whatever reason, and they're pushing them through those doors. Sorry, we'll be back out in an hour after surgery or something like that. You can see them. You're not with them during that time, and it's difficult. And sometimes, again, those difficult decisions are made by other people. We just have to adhere to that because they realize that it's in our best interest and our child's best interest to make that decision. And nobody wants to be in that position to make that decision.
And here's the thing, and we'll talk about this more in a minute. I want to apologize. I kind of got off
topic. You did, but it's okay.
Early. I want to apologize again for getting off track early. We will come back to this issue. Let's table it for right now. We'll come back with this issue. We'll step away for a break here. Then we'll come back from our COVID updates, and then we'll get back into the conversation where we were having just now. Back in a moment here on PCSN Live, here on WSKV 104.9 FM.
The time has never been better. The big finish sales event going on now at Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Stanton. From employee pricing to 0% financing, the best is available now on all new 2020 and 2021 Chrysler products. Before you buy anything, go by and see the good guys with great service at Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. You're going to like the way they do business. Give them a call at 606-663-2856.
Tanner Dodge Chrysler Jeep.
Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, and they know that you're unique in the way you want to do banking. That's why they offer great services like PhoneSmart, where you can call and find out about your account. Or how about text banking, where you can text and find out exactly what you want to know about your account. And you can set up really cool text alerts and find out when maybe you drop below a certain balance, reminding you to balance your checkbook. They have online banking and convenient apps for Android and Apple. Those apps give you the ability to make mobile deposits. Just snap a picture of your check and deposit it. Whitaker Bank also allows you to apply for a loan online at their website at WhitakerBank.com. And don't forget, you have access to your money 24/7 with Whitaker Bank's ATMs, where you can make a cash withdrawal day or night. For more information about these great services, call the main branch at 606-663-2283. That's Whitaker Bank, Stanton, Clay City, and Campton. Whitaker Bank, uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Are you tired of the same old cell phone? Want a brand new phone but really don't want to pay hundreds of dollars up front for it? Then Appalachian Wireless has the deal for you. Get the phone you actually want instead of settling for a cheaper phone with the Appalachian Advantage Plan. Instead of paying $400 or more for the best phone, simply pay the taxes up front and a few bucks more on your monthly bill. Stop by your local Appalachian Wireless store or dealer today for more information. It's the better, simpler way to pay, and it's called the Appalachian Advantage. Better service, bigger savings. That's today's Appalachian Wireless.
Trust the emergency department at Mercy Health, Markham and Wallace Hospital, when an emergency strikes. We offer full-service emergency care 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We have X-ray, CT, and lab services on site for assessing, diagnosing, and treating patients quickly. The emergency department is a level 4 trauma center where you can expect expert care, quicker treatment, and improved outcomes. You can feel safe to come to the hospital campus. Following CDC guidelines, our providers and care teams are doing everything possible to ensure your safety and well-being. Choose the emergency department at Mercy Health, Markham and Wallace Hospital in Irvine.
Welcome back here to Sports Talk. I did it right off the bat.
You did it again.
Did it right off the bat. PCS in life.
After 5+ years, however long it was, you know.
About 11 or 12.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Welcome to PCS in Live here with Dave and Ken. We are talking sports. We'll call it Sports Talk if you want us to, but it is PCSN Live. Now, this is our, basically, to explain this show to you guys just for a second here, this is what our production guy, Ethan,
General Manager,
has decided to do for our sponsors, to put this show on, to give back for the games lost to our sponsors. So the rationale for the show is to continue on with sports, with COVID information for you guys, and to deliver news about Powell County sports. We've got more news to go. We're at the bottom of the hour. We'll give you some more stuff. But first, let's go to our COVID updates with Ken.
And not that they necessarily even want to hear what we have Right. Listen, I'm gonna go back in time just a little bit because, you know, we were on last week, but we didn't necessarily share the numbers like this. So if you go back to the 1st of January, there were 6 new cases here in Powell County. On January the 2nd, there were 7 new cases. On the 3rd, there were 4 new cases. And on this Monday, there were 6 new cases. So that made the count 48 as of Monday of this week, that total. Well, now, when you get into yesterday, the 5th, there were 10 new cases, which made it 53 active in the county. Today, the numbers just came out less than an hour ago, 9 new cases for a total active count of 59. So we've continued to trend up. And there for a while, we had gone back down again, but now obviously the holidays. You know, playing a role in this. So with the 748 total case count from the beginning, there were 59 active cases, 680 have recovered, and 9 deaths so far here in Powell County. But still, the 53 up to the 59, again, we're averaging that 9 and 10, you know.
Too many.
Right, yeah, way too many, right? Yeah, way too many.
That's what we kind of alluded to, knowing the numbers prior to and having a little conversation we did at the beginning of the show was it kind of in reflection of that. We're going to talk more in a minute about the numbers and kind of some state mandates or some state guidelines. But, you know, it's interesting. We got a lot of folks out there. Again, a lot of news and politics today. If you've been watching the news, it's been loaded today. It's some really bad stuff going on out there as well. And hopefully everybody is safe. And again, prayers to all those who have been injured today. But, you know, things go too far. And, you know, like, and people have good intentions. And, but people have gone way too far on this. And it's just kind of like even the COVID issue. People are still angry over COVID issue and think, well, is it real? Yes, it's real, folks. We got people dying. The new numbers, every 33 seconds in the United States of America, someone dies of COVID. So while we're on this show for 60 minutes, you're talking about 30 deaths. Or I'm sorry, 120 deaths approximately while we're broadcasting a 1-hour show. That is ridiculous numbers. I kind of had a little Facebook discussion with some people today about the flu, COVID, some things. And, you know, the concern now with health care workers, again, our conversation was about the flu, and there's not as many cases of the flu because not testing. Well, because the concern is about COVID. It's a far more fatal disease, even though the numbers are relatively low as far as a mortality rate. We've lost almost 343,000 folks in the United States since what, March?
Yeah.
We're not even been a year yet. And we're talking numbers that just are just mind boggling of COVID related illnesses. So when we talk about it on here, to do what you need to do to protect yourself and the community, you know, when you look at a leader like a superintendent, board of education, whoever leads in the districts, they have to make a decision. Again, and the same argument goes to a school. You know, we're fairly safe at school because kids come in, wear the mask, do what they're supposed to do, don't have a lot of cases there. So is it safe to be in school? Probably. Is it the best thing to do? Because you never know what the teachers or the cooks or the custodians or the bus drivers or the monitors or the aides or all the people who work in the school. Those are the folks that may be doing some of the wrong things and can't work because you don't really test the kids as much as you do the adults because the adults have got more symptoms than the kids do. So when you can't work, when you can't function in the school because you don't have enough people to work, there lies our problem at the beginning of this last shutdown it was basically staff. And we haven't had a lot of student issues. But if we don't have the staff to work it, and we've had, not in Powell County, but we've had staff members across the state who have perished from COVID, and that is a sad statement. And that's not what any educator wants to do. They don't want to go in and risk their life. And I totally get that. And now we're seeing more and more healthy people with no underlying conditions who have died of COVID. And that's the kind of the scary part of the adult part of it now.
I just wish more of you guys out there, I know you want to live your life and get out and enjoy and do what you can. I agree with that, but don't put everybody at risk because of your wishes.
Well, and on one hand, too, and this even goes back to, you know, sports even last year as far as even with football, every district was making their own decisions, yeah. And I get that as they should. But it seems like we're still not even on the same page.
No.
And if we could all get on the same page, I feel like we could make progress. But when you have one group that's doing this, another group that's doing that, and so on and so forth, it makes it difficult in order to reduce those numbers.
Yep.
And I think that, again, as a superintendent or as someone in a position where you're making those tough decisions, you don't want to be in that position. You're forced to make those decisions, whether it's fans, no fans, whether you have school, no school, whether it's in person, whether it's remote. You know, there's a lot of weight that goes into making those tough decisions. And the last thing anybody wants is for anyone to contract COVID at school or in that environment. And all of a sudden you're like, oh, did I make a mistake? You know, should we have delayed it or whatever else? I respect the fact that the superintendent in Powell County has decided to delay in person until the 19th at the earliest in order to make sure, in his mind, I'm assuming, that we have passed the holiday threshold and things have kind of taken their course. And at this point, we can get back to normalcy under the COVID yeah. circumstances. And therefore, but then you look at Estill County, they started Monday. And at that point, they're going forward, and that's the option that they've chose for themselves, even though their numbers are just as high as ours are.
4 points lower, I believe, as of yesterday, but they are gaining. It's closer than you would think. I mean, Palestine were really kind of mirrors of each other on a lot of things. Again, I don't envy any of the superintendents across the state for their decisions that they're making. You've got all these districts now, most of the districts deciding to play without being in school. Some are going to school and are playing. And that's against the governor's actions. He asked for people not to go to school this early. And because of the winter or the Christmas surge or New Year's surge, one of that 10, 12 days after that period of time to where, okay, we're okay. We can see here that we're having a little bit of an uptick. Whether it's for Christmas related or New Year's related, we probably even haven't seen the New Year's kick yet. This is probably all Christmas. So, in my opinion, that's all it is, folks. This is just my opinion. I think it's a good call. I agree with you. I think it's a good call to wait and see where we go. If the number gets to 50 to 60, what do you do? You know, you've got a lot of districts that are in the 80, the 90. Percentage range, and they'll probably still start school the same time we do, and I just don't really get it. You know, they're playing basketball. We got a school in the region that it was at 92% and played a game because it was all A. You kind of look at the map, figure out who I'm talking about, and I'm going to tell you, but you know, when you got games being played that are important for their season, like an all-A tournament at the beginning of the season. Man, you're making decisions and you're that high on the whatever that index is that we're using now. But, again, I understand they want to play. They want to get the kids' games in. And, again, they're allowing fans, limited amount of fans. But I just don't understand. We went all football season. I complained about this. You complained about this. We didn't know where we were going. And we didn't know why this team was playing, this team wasn't.
There was no rhyme or reason.
No, there was no...
Everybody was all over the place.
Because everybody's district decisions have been really inconsistent.
And autonomous to themselves. Again, yes. The superintendent in Estill County is making what he thinks is the best decision for his students and staff and community over there, just like the superintendent here in Powell is doing what he thinks is in the best interest. And again, who's right and who's wrong? It's subjective.
Yes.
There's no right or wrong answer to it. And ultimately, what is that threshold number where all of a sudden you're just like, we're shutting everything down?
Well, that's the key. And we'll talk a little bit more about this in a minute, but the 50% mark, we know that, like for Estill County, for an example, we'll shut down sports. Well, they're knocking on the door. I mean, when you're at 40, you're knocking on the door of 50. You know, if Powell County is going to now play fanless, it really doesn't matter about the number as much because there's no fans coming in. But if we have the same number, how many people will be upset because, okay, we're shutting down at 50 again? Well, I think there has to be some kind of guidance somewhere. And again, the KHSAA has left up the district decisions, which is why we see all over the board. You see 120 counties, and say 110 in the red. I'm just giving you a number. Let's say there's 110 counties still over 25%, and really nobody's shutting down. So I guess we're going on with the games. And I think our superintendent is looking at it this way. If we keep people out of the gyms and keep our kids healthy until the 19th, we can start school back. I think that's, to me, it makes sense. If you bring them back and you're risking them getting sick, or you're getting fans out there that are mingling together and wind up getting the kids sick, then they can't come to school. Then you're shutting the teams down because their kids get sick. We just went backwards.
Right.
And I just don't want to go backwards anymore. You know, last year we went with no, you know, baseball, softball, track season in the spring. You know, I missed that. That's a season we don't get back. These kids are getting a chance to play fanless. Give them the chance to play, period. They're playing. That's more than some kids got last year. That's more than some kids got this year. We got the band members, and I know some people don't call it a sport, but those kids work hard for what they do. They didn't get a season. They've missed their color part of the season. Then, yes, they'll still get to maybe play some games, but they're limited because of COVID on being able to play. So you've got these band kids that, guess what? They've missed their season too, but nobody wants to recognize that fact. You've got the cheer kids. You got cheerleaders that go cheer for fans who aren't there. So what's the purpose of cheering? Because there's nobody to cheer to. You know, they're losing out as well. And again, at least the basketball teams get to play. You're still having kids who aren't getting to do what they normally do. The dance teams are not getting to perform. You've got all these extra groups that usually perform at the games. It's not happening because it's usually a fan, either a fan to get you to come in, you know, watch your kids perform and go back out. Those things aren't happening. So those kids are missing out. So you guys are fortunate that your kids are getting a chance to play. So don't kind of bite the hand that feeds you. Let them play and go on. That's kind of way I can make it a rationale to folks and just make a plea. You know, just the administration is working hard. They're doing what they can do. Let's kind of give them a break and accept this for what it is.
Danged if you do, danged if you don't, right? I mean, in a sense, it's like no matter what decision is made, somebody's not going to be happy. Because now if you allow fans, there's going to be somebody out there who's just like,
I
can't believe that they're allowing fans to be there. Like, how can they do that? You know, you have that mentality of saying, I can't believe that they've not shut it down in a sense to keep us safe on the outside.
Yep.
Again, no matter what it is, you can find someone who can object to that particular decision.
And have a good argument.
Absolutely, sure.
It's
a no-win situation.
It's just like politics. You got two sides. They might agree somewhere. You got this. There's two arguments. Guess what? Who knows what's right? We've been into this thing for 8 or 9 months now, and guess what? We still don't know what the right thing is to do. But you do the best you can, and that's what we're seeing our district do. You're seeing that at neighboring districts doing the best that they can do or what they think is the right thing to do for their folks. That's all you can ask. And again, we do have folks that are not getting a season. So let's be happy with what you got. And you know, basketball teams are getting to play. I do understand people are mad because, okay, everybody else in the region is getting fans. Well, they're getting limited fans. They're either getting 2 tickets or 4 tickets. Then you'll argue, well, we want 6. Then we want 8. How many times have we heard this? You only get 4? Maybe y'all need to get 6. Well, we're giving 8. You know, we're only giving 2. Maybe y'all should up your... Well, those are discussions. If you get tickets, then you argue about, well, how many do we get? You should get more. So it doesn't matter what they decide. It's wrong.
in somebody's eyes.
Correct. Well, think about this. If I'm a family of two, okay, well, that's enough. But yet, if I'm a family of three and I'm only allowed two tickets, who's going or not going? Yeah. And maybe it's a single parent with two kids, right? And
can't
at that point,
my kids.
Right now I'm having to find, what, a babysitter or somebody to watch my kids while I'm going and watching my other kid to play ball? I mean, again, it's somebody's always going to be left out,
yeah,
no matter what, unless it's fully open and anybody can show up. And at that point, now you run the risk of our COVID numbers going up ultimately. Yeah.
I tell you what, we got a lot more to discuss here on the show tonight. Stay tuned. We got more to bring you. We got some special news. Again, I told you we'd bring it to the bottom of the hour. We'll bring it to you here in a moment here on PCSN Live. WSKV 104.9 FM.
Hinkle Contracting Company specializes in asphalt paving for commercial and large private applications, parking lots, roads, entryways, and more. And they can do complete site preparation and provide expert asphalt paving. Call their local office at 606-663-2437 or find more information at hinklecontracting.com. For all of your asphalt and aggregate needs, think Hinkle Contracting Company.
When you need insurance for your home, auto, life, or business, contact agents Lisa Mays and Shauna Mays at Whitaker Bank Insurance Group. Stop by their Stanton office, located inside Whitaker Bank on Main Street, or give them a call and get a quote at 606-663-3625. Always striving to meet the needs of their customers, Whitaker Insurance Group, 606-663-3625.
At Davis & Davis Funeral Home, we have years of experience caring for families from all walks of life. Each family comes to us because they know we are leaders in our profession, dedicated to excellence in service, and have the highest integrity. Life is full of opportunities to show someone we love them. Together, we will create a fitting and memorable event for your loved one. Call 606-663-9480 or visit us online at davisanddavisfuneralhome.com for more information.
Welcome back. We get to talking off the air. We forget where we are in the loop. Sorry about that, folks. But we are back here on PCSN Live. We do have some news to share. Again, this is not new news. This is kind of old Facebook news, I guess, if you will, from the Estill County Board of Education has contracted WSKV to cover Estill County sports, I guess, from here till I don't know when, but we'll just say indefinitely.
Until, I guess, one of the two parties decides that it's no longer,
viable contract.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So right now we are, I guess Ethan is in negotiations to establish another crew with Estill County to cover Estill County sports, because it would be very, we've talked about this, it'd be very odd to have the voice of the Pirates and the voice of the Engineers be the same people. That'd be kind of tough. Then you got no voices to associate with. Not that we've never covered just an Estill County game playing someone else, but we.
And we have during district tournaments.
Yes, we have covered just Estill County when it's not just Estill, but Estill's playing like Lee or Owsley, not a Powell game. But, you know, our heart is really here with Powell County. Can you cover more games than that? Sure you can. We do that as broadcasters all the time. Again, and we're always trying to be very respectful and honorable to who's on the floor. That being said, we know our kids. They know their kids. There's more of an attachment to a voice sometimes and to a person that you're listening to. So we have some things set up. Now, we're going to kind of throw these things out there, and hopefully this will happen. Again, I'm not going to mention names yet because we're not sure who's committal. But what WSKV plans to do is to bring you, I think, all home games for Estill County. And that's pretty much what we do here at Powell. And then select road games, not including all district games, obviously covered by the stations. Or by the station. This time it's WSKV covering Estill County and Powell County sports. So I don't want our sponsors to think that we're slighting them. We've counted the games up. Around 40 games is what we've got counted up to be covered possibly on this cycle, and that's with no COVID interruptions. So that is a lot of coverage for a basketball season for one radio station.
That is a lot. And ultimately, obviously, on the business side, You know, WSKV is always looking at ways to expand their market coverage.
Yes.
And so this opportunity presented itself to them, and they've chosen to enter into this partnership with the Estill County Board of Education to expand that. Now, obviously, they're not doing it in a sense, you know, to be some kind of slap in the face to anyone, as much as it is just like any business wants to grow their business.
Yes.
By whatever, well, not necessarily by whatever means, but I'm just saying, you know, to legitimately expand their business, expand their coverage, bring in more listeners, whatever it might be, you know, sell more hamburgers, regardless of what it is. So you're always looking to do that, and this was just the right opportunity at the right time to do that. Now, Powell County Sports will not suffer
no.
by having Estill County Sports being broadcast as well. You know, whether we're doing it on the radio, whether it's Facebook Live, you know, sometimes we might just be Facebook Live and not necessarily over the air. So, you know, be prepared for that going forward. And the same thing with Estill. Sometimes they might be on the radio, and sometimes they might actually be on, they actually have the NFHS program over there, where it's basically, it's a streaming service that you would subscribe to in order to get those games through that. I think with that being said, the way that this particular year's schedule, excuse me, works out, there's not that much conflict between the two districts. Again, though, where we should be able to handle both teams going forward in that.
Especially, and Kim mentioned the NFHS, and we will give them a little bit of a plug because the folks that want to watch, if you want to watch a Powell County game at Estill County, if you want to watch a Powell County game at, I believe, Lee County and Owsley County, if they are all NFHS schools, you can watch those games streaming for a fee. The good thing is there is one fee, and then you can
for the whole year.
For the whole year, then you can watch all the games. So if you're wanting to watch the Estill game on the road, the Powell game on the road at Estill, the Powell game on the road at Lee, the Powell game on the road at Owsley, you can watch all those games for one fee. And I believe that's $60. They'll get you the entire season. That's anybody who is streaming on the NFHS app. You can watch any game you want to watch.
Oregon, Washington State, yeah, I mean, any, California,
any
Texas.
Any high school basketball game you want to watch, it's on that app for $60. That's for the year. That's not a bad deal. There is local advertising on those. I think you can buy those. You can talk to your athletic directors in those communities. So it's a little bit of a plug for the NFHS. Here at Powell County, which is the good thing, is we started Facebook Live. So if you are a Powell County fan and you want to watch our games, if there is double coverage, Powell Estill, you need to have Facebook Live on your app, because we may be just Facebook Live. Because Estill County may be on the radio because of the NFHS app. There cannot be two streaming services at an NFHS school. Therefore, any game that's away that's an NFHS school, we can't stream on Facebook Live. That's why we're, you know, kind of mentioning that to you guys, listeners. Get yourself prepared. If you want to watch the games, do both. Do NFHS and do Facebook Live. Make sure you have it on your phone ready to go. And like Ken said earlier, a lot of folks we talk to on a smart TV put their Facebook on there. You can watch it on your big screen. It's not any different than watching really a college game. Now, it may not be as camera friendly as the game, getting the close-ups, but you get to watch the game. And again, the purpose is, there's no fee. It's free to the public to watch on Facebook Live. Again, Powell County has not done the NFHS. Now, on the flip side of that, and this may be at all the schools, when at the point where tickets are available, you also need, what was the other, the GoFan?
Correct.
GoFan app. You need that as well to buy tickets.
Just in general.
Period.
Yeah, if you expect to attend a basketball game,
yes.
You need that app to see what the availability is of tickets, because without that app, you're not getting in the door. They are not selling tickets at the gate.
And that's pretty much anywhere you go.
Yes.
You're going to need that app to buy a ticket for a Powell County game that's on the road at wherever. Yeah, you can go watch. Make sure you have the app and you've got your ticket availability ready where you can purchase those. Again, there's going to be an extra dollar charge on the app. So going forward, throwing all these numbers at you and these apps that you need,
This is becoming a very technology friendly deal here, and really I think WSKV is ahead of the game, and Ethan has done a good job. Really, he got into this at a good time, but it's a bad time as far as COVID. To our sponsors, you're getting more airtime than you ever have gotten before. And if you're an Estocan listener, listen to us now too. This is a great time to jump in because you're going to get more mentions because you got the streaming on the NFHS app as well. So there's a lot of different tie-ins to this that you can get being a broadcast partner through the Estill County side or the Powell County side, and they'll take sponsorships from either. Again, same price on both sides, but it's a good deal because you're getting a lot of airtime, and you will be getting a lot of airtime again this basketball season. Again, looking forward, this is something I think is going to be a big deal here. And again, which we've always, Greg, you say it's the best probably. We're really covering Eastern Kentucky. We're going to be a multi-county coverage. And if you don't understand WSKV, if you drive to Lexington, you pick WSKV up all the way to Lexington. You pick it up to Richmond, maybe even to Berea, through Lee County, through Owsley County, almost into Jackson. You could pick up WSKV. That's just with the antenna. You can pick up WSKV anywhere in the world on the internet. So there's a lot of ways to listen to WSKV. I would make sure you have those devices as well. If you want to listen to the Estill County games, make sure you have those devices as well on your phone or your tablet, whatever you want to watch it on. Have them ready to go because we're going to be on the air, or the other team's going to be on the air broadcasting your team sports. And if you're a Powell County fan or a basketball fan, you may want to listen to the Estill County game. If there's no Powell County game on, guess what? You got a high school game going on over there. Just to check out how all the teams are doing around the area.
And on one hand, we will try as much as possible to let people know what the schedule will be who will be where. Because, again, sometimes we will actually be on WSKV, the radio broadcast. Sometimes we'll be on Facebook Live. Sometimes under the circumstances, there will be somebody who is broadcast, you know, WSKV will have the Estill County game that is actually on the radio. And sometimes it will be on the NFHS. It's very difficult to say in many respects, but still, under the circumstances, we will try and keep you up to date as far as who is going to be where and what the times are, that kind of thing. And obviously with COVID, each district doing it a little bit differently as far as what the guidelines are of having games for a particular week or day. And we will try and keep you up to date as far as what's happening, as a particular game.
You mentioned that Estill County, I think, is doing a 48-hour prior to a game. So today would be their date for their Friday's game. Powell County is doing it, I believe, on Mondays for the week. Now that we have, maybe we've changed that where we are on the policy, because I don't know if there's any plan on not having games at Powell while we are fanless. I don't know if there's any plans in that nature on that chart that we saw today. But at Estill County, if they get to 50%, they're shut down athletically. So, again, we're in the 40s. What we're trying to tell you people, whether it's from Powell County, Estill County, where you're from, if you want to cause the kids not to have a season, keep those numbers up. And you got to be responsible for what your actions are in the community. Wash your hands, distance, wear your mask. Even if you don't think it's right, just do it because, we're asking you to. We got to get these numbers down again to get to where we want to be, back to some type of normalcy. The numbers have got to be driven back down somehow. And we're having all these interactions. I'm not sure how that is if people aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing. So that's the key in all this. We wouldn't have to worry about the numbers if we didn't have the virus going on right now. So who knows how long this is going to be. But, again, be patient with us on the broadcast as far as the schedule is concerned, because you may get a cancellation of the other team that we're not expecting.
True, yes.
So
You know, this is a schedule where we're looking at a 40-game possibility or more, and then we're looking back at a schedule that could be, hopefully you get 15 in. I mean, this is one of those years where be grateful that you're getting to play some games. That's really the only way I can put it. I just can't be any nicer about it than that. Just hopefully I know the kids will be grateful. They'll be tired of practicing each other, I'm sure, by now.
Sure. They'd have to be.
They've been at it for now, what, almost a month?
Yeah.
In practice. And,
three weeks easily.
Yeah. So it gets kind of boring. And, you know, the kids deserve a chance to play. But again, don't beat the messenger, because I think that the administration is doing the best that they can with the information that they have and the feelings that they have. Again, they have to base on educational factors. And, you know, if you want to risk not starting school back on the 19th, which is your goal, that's your primary goal, is get the kids back into school as soon as we can safely. To do that, we may need to maybe not prioritize sports. However, sure. Some people have sports is above school. You don't have sports without school. So we got to go back and get the priorities right. We always tell our kids, school before sports. We need to live by that mantra if we're going to believe it, that we have to guide by it as well.
Yeah, and some people would even believe, you know, that if there is no school, in-person school, there shouldn't be any games.
Correct.
Right? I mean, there's people that believe that. Oh, you know, why should
you? We're on the policy board. We watched the meeting. We saw people on the board that said, we shouldn't be playing these games until we have people in school.
In-person, right. Until the students are in-person and, you know, we have kids in the classroom, in the hallways, that yep. At that point, yes, we can have games then. But until that time, no, we shouldn't be. So, again, are they right or wrong? You know.
They have a good argument.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's just like the other side. You can sit in the middle of this one and say, yep. Like a ping pong mat. Yep. You're going to make good points on either side of this argument. My thing is pretty simple. As long as the kids get to play, I don't care. The good thing about that is, being broadcasters, we get to go watch. For us, we're fortunate. But for you guys, you're fortunate because we're giving you some big coverage, either through Facebook Live or the streaming through the NFHS service. Folks, I mean, ask the people that played football, soccer, the volleyball kids, what they got out of the games that they watched on the broadcast. I'm telling you, we got thousands of hits on individual games.
Absolutely, yes.
So I don't, you know, this is a good way to view the games. You don't have to get out. You don't have to put yourself at risk. If you're at home and you're at-risk person and you don't want COVID, check us out.
Yeah, and in a sense, too, he didn't say what he said in a sense to be a braggart in a sense. No. Like, oh, okay, you know, ooh, we're there and you're not in a sense as much as this. Yeah, are we privileged to be there? Yes, but we're privileged to be there for you to
we
bring that.
Eyes.
Get correct, to bring that to you. You know that the district even allows us to even be there, and some places will not allow an outsider radio station to even come in and to do those games, et cetera. When we did a football game, we were outside. It was cold. We were not in the press box. You know, I mean, huddled up in a sense. You know, trying to broadcast the game. Again, they made provisions for us, even though it wasn't under the normal circumstances. So we're there in order to broadcast for you, in a sense, under those circumstances. So, it's unfortunate that that's where we are, but, you know, we do this because we enjoy doing it. We do this because we want to be able to bring the coverage to you. That's the goal, obviously, of WSKV, is to, you know, reach the public and reach people that are out there in order to have that coverage, that accessibility. So, again, it is a privilege for us to be there. We do it because we want to bring that coverage to you and hope that we convey through words, obviously, what's transpiring within that that game. Do we do a great job? Sometimes, I mean, we do. Are we average? Yeah, maybe at best.
I mean, you know, we're doing, I hope, did you guys, if you guys heard a weather commercial in there somewhere, I
Did you hear it?
I did, but okay. I tried not to pay attention.
You did a good job. It was really distracting me. I kept looking back and
forth. Well, I was distracted too, but I tried not to listen.
I was impressed. You handled it really well. I was about to freak out of it. I didn't think I had any buttons, and not sure what happened. But anyway, again, we're going to try to bring you the best coverage we can with the situation that we have it in. Again, are we perfect? No. Are we going to tell it like it is? Probably.
Well, and even going back to on Monday, I was in Estill County to try out their equipment and doing a volleyball game, a 7th and 8th grade volleyball middle school game. And I found myself going back to as far as being like the voice of, you know, Estill County or whatever else. I found myself, like we've always done, it's two teams that I'm not invested in, Estill against Foley out of Madison County. I told it like it was in a sense, but then I realized, oh, I'm actually supposed to be broadcasting for Estill County Athletics. I caught myself trying to put that spin on it, but then at other times I went back to what was natural, and that's just I have no vested interest in either one of these teams. It didn't matter to me which team won, you know, but it was difficult. So therefore, if we do an Estill County game, it's going to be difficult for us to not be objective and just put it out there without trying to be slighted towards a particular team, as weird as that sounds.
I will say it this way. If you're an Estill County fan, and Dave Faulkner is broadcasting your game as your voice.
It's one thing if it's a district tournament.
I'm just saying, I'm not being mean or anything. I've coached at Powell County for a long time. I've done radio for a long time. I bleed myself as I bleed red, and that's just the way it is. If I not have to cover, if I cover an Estill County game, I'm not going to, I probably won't slant it. I'll probably do it as a neutral broadcast.
Like we always have.
Well, like I always do. Yeah. And I will always call it like it is, regardless of what's going on.
Who's playing?
Or if it, you know, in the past I've been accused of saying, okay, well, he's really slanted. No, I don't slant it. If I think something's going wrong for Powell County, I'll say it. If I think something's going wrong to the other team from Powell County, I'll say that too. So I don't normally pull many punches, but I do support our hometown fans. And if I'm covering Estill County game, I will support you as well.
But if they win on a last second shot, it's not like you're necessarily going to yell and scream like a Powell County win.
I probably won't jump out of the station like I normally do at a Powell County game. But again, these are kids, and it's really about them, and we'll do the best we can. If that's the case, if we have to cover, or if we get a chance to cover an Estill County game, we'll do the best we can. We'll be professional about it. That's all I can promise to do, because like I said, I've coached against them for so long, they're kind of enemies. But when we get to talk to like our broadcast partners from Estill County, we have a good time. So
yeah, even the guys from Breathitt County, yeah, you know, I mean, all over
our broadcast buddies, we always kind of get along well with. It doesn't matter. We're not really enemies. We're all kind of, we all get along,
right?
So we got to get beyond that. That's kind of what we're seeing in the world right now. People don't get along just because. Well, that's a stupid reason.
Will it be more difficult for you, born and raised here, and obviously played sports here, or for me, more of an outsider, if you will, even though I've lived here for almost 30 years.
Yes.
You're more
wearing blue.
Well, there you go. Yeah. You're more invested in a sense emotionally, than me coming in. And even though my kids went to, you know, school here and graduated Powell County High School and all that, under the circumstances, it's still a little bit different for me because even though I am a Pirate fan, I don't have that same background that you do. Yes. Again, I came into my experiences with my kids and or doing radio, you know, going back in the 90s.
It's no different than the crew from Estill County coming to cover a Powell County game.
Sure.
It's no different than those guys coming over here doing the same thing here. They're not nearly going to be as invested. They may have fun covering the game, the investments.
As we do.
And again, that's why we think that the best thing for WSKV is you get hometown announcers for their game. You get hometown announcers for our games. Is the best for both worlds on the radio world. So if that's the way it works out, that'll be great. But again, we'll have broadcast county partners with WSKV. Again, WSKV is not just a hometown station, but it branches further out than just one county. And that's what people need to understand here locally.
16 plus.
Yeah, we branch out a lot farther than people think we do. And again, with the internet, it's unlimited to who you touch. So that's just kind of where we are, and that's kind of the way it is. So, like I said, we got one more break to go, so we're going to take a break here. Come back in a moment and close some things up here on WSKV and PCSN Live.
When a health crisis threatened our community, the healthcare heroes at Clark Regional Medical Center answered the call. As we move forward, life might look different, including healthcare, but there's one thing that won't change: the quality of care you've always relied on at Clark Regional Medical Center. We are again offering a range of healthcare services, from preventive screenings and physicals to quality of life procedures, to help you make the most of every moment moving forward. Our entire team is working hard to ensure a safe place of care and a healthier community for all of us. For more information, visit clarkregional.org.
The death of a loved one is the most difficult loss that you will endure in this life. Hearn Funeral Home Incorporated provides you and your family with a meaningful and compassionate environment to assist you through this difficult process. Hondo Hearn and the staff of Hearn Funeral Home believe that every life has value and should be honored. If they can assist you in any way, we ask that you contact them at 663-4375 or stop by their modern facilities at 125 West College Avenue in Stanton, Kentucky. You may also visit their website at hearnfuneralhome.com.
Did you know that Stanton Ace Hardware now offers full-service sales and repair on the popular steel brand chainsaws, string trimmers, blowers, and pressure washers? Stop into the former Rose's Garden Center right next door to the main Ace Hardware building and check out their large inventory of new steel products and a large inventory of parts. Stanton Ace Hardware, your hometown dealer for steel, Husqvarna, Echo, and Skag. For more information about deals and coupons at your Ace Hardware, text ACE right now to 606-663-2811. That's ACE to the studio number right now, 606-663-2811, for special savings at your Stanton Ace Hardware.
We may run over a little bit again tonight, but we get to talking, having fun, and we get excited. I missed another break. It's my fault. We'll have a couple more minutes here. We'll take another break and then come back. We won't leave y'all hanging. We've got some stuff to talk about, but obviously it's, you know, it is what it is. So, games upcoming. You want to kind of go over that, what we have, at least for the Pirates, that those were listening, for sure.
At least at this point, let's cross our fingers that on Monday, January the 11th, the Powell County girls will be on the road at Knott County Central. And then on Tuesday, the Powell County boys will be at home against Hazard. And then on the 14th, the Powell County girls will be at home against Harrison County. And then on Friday, January the 15th, the boys will be at home against Williamstown. And then on Saturday the 16th, both the boys and girls are away at Leslie County. So Leslie County, the girls, 3:30 game, and the boys a 7:30 game. We're still not sure how that might transpire as far as coverage, especially with a 3:30 game and then a 7:30 game, how we might be able to work that one out. So we're not quite sure about that one. But at least going next week, we at least plan on doing the Hazard and Harrison and Williamstown games, you know, three nights. Not so sure that we'll be on the road against Knott Central. And again, on Saturday, not sure if we'll be on the road against Leslie.
As we've already planned it out, looks like Monday is no coverage. Our first game on WSKV will be on Tuesday night v. Hazard, and then Thursday versus Harrison County, and then back on
Friday against
Williamstown. And again, we'll let you know before, when we figure everything out, because we've got some other things going on with the Estill County end. There's another broadcast that possibly on Saturday at 2, which conflicts with our 3:30 game time at Leslie, so it's kind of what the barrier is as far as the Leslie County game would be. But that's kind of where the schedule is for next week on at least the Powell County side, the games we can confirm at this point. So we're going to step away for another break. Be back in a moment here on PCSN Live.
You may find yourself with a backache, sore shoulder, or downright painful knee. We often just take it easy and hope the pain subsides after wondering what happened. Navigating our current healthcare system can be a daunting task. A cost-effective approach is to schedule a free injury screen with your Stanton Apex Network physical therapist. During a free injury screen, you'll spend time with a licensed professional to figure out the best plan of care, completely free of obligation or cost. Apex Network Physical Therapy is your hometown provider for the highest quality physical therapy and sports rehab. Contact the Stanton Apex Network Clinic at 606-393-6505 to schedule your free injury screen today.
Hey, So I'm looking through your back window right now, making a shopping list. You just have so many expensive, nice things that would look great in my house. Or even better, as cash in my wallet. As long as you don't get those pesky folks from Protex Security and Fire Systems involved, my payday should be sometime early Saturday morning.
Don't let your home breaking be someone else's payday. Protect your home from thieves, fire, and much more. Call Protex Security and Fire Systems today at 606-663-9348.
We value our customers at People's Exchange Bank, which is why we serve you with a staff of experts that are happy to meet your lending needs. We offer a variety of personal, small business, agriculture, and commercial loans, along with competitive rates and quick decisions. Your bank shouldn't compromise on your imagination, drive, and growth, so let us help move you forward with a loan from People's Exchange Bank. Get started and get going. Visit us online at www.pebank.com or stop by a local branch to find the loan that fits you best. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to BCSN Live here on WSKV. This is Dave Faulkner with Ken Simon. We're going to run a little bit over, but not to keep you all too long on there, but I guess some good things coming out of Kentucky this week. UK football wins another bowl game. UK basketball gets two SEC wins, and
behind one Pendleton County Dante Allen,
especially the first win, he was 23 points, I believe, against the first win against who was that? Mississippi State.
You're right, it was. Yeah.
Then he went over Vandy. I guess last night that was a double overtime in the Mississippi State game. Coach Cal was ejected, and Dante got to play, and Dante proved big.
Yeah, he did. And, you know, actually in that Mississippi State game, I ended up, you know, saying a little prayer or whatever. It's like, all right, God, let this kid who, you know, Cal probably reluctantly even, you know, offered a scholarship to, you know, because he doesn't take Kentucky kids, as we know. So let this kid lead this team in scoring and be a first-round draft pick in the NBA. Wouldn't that be amazing? Oh, to me, I would love to laugh. Right, in a sense of realizing, like, this kid has fulfilled his dream, didn't think he was going to get his chance. Fan pressure ultimately is probably what he caused Cal to cave in to even give him playing time.
I the coaches made it sound like, okay, Cal's told this kid, when you get your chance, do your thing. When you get your chance. Well, he had played 20 minutes and scored, what, 2 points or had two buckets or something?
Against Morehead.
And then it finally gets into a game with consistent time, and boom, he just lights it up. Now, the kid can shoot. He's got to believe in himself enough, like the coach said. And if Cal did say that, okay. But I'm like you. I think he kind of caved to a little bit of a pressure. You're 1-6, and you're losing anyway. What's it matter? You need a shooter.
Correct.
Throw the kid out there and let him see if he can shoot.
Yeah, and obviously he's proven he can.
Oh, well, I mean, it is what it is. And again, the outside shooting game, it will open up the inside, as we saw against the Vandy game. You got to have an outside presence. If you don't, you don't have anything. It's kind of like, you know, the Dolphins that were in good shape this week. They were in the number one position to make the playoffs in the wild card. They lose, and everybody that could have lost all won because they were in really non-consequential games, except for, I think, the Browns, I think, was in a big game against the Steelers.
Correct.
They won that game, but I don't think Pittsburgh played all their guys. Therefore, the Dolphins should have been really looking out for their Bills game. But, you know, when you're not prepared to win the big game at the right time, you don't move forward. So hated for my Dolphins. They had a pretty good season, but you know, good for the UK football Wildcats, good for the UK basketball Wildcats, and let's don't forget the Lady Cats. They're doing really well this season, so keep following them because they're probably in the top 10 next week, and you'll be more than one successful program in Kentucky. Other than the football team, it'd be the women's basketball team this year. Maybe not the men's, but we shall see.
Yeah, and actually quite impressive, really, that Matthew Mitchell has to step aside, and yet his assistant coach comes in, Kyra Ezra, if I'm not...
I can't remember.
I believe that's her name, but I could be wrong. But the fact that she's come in, and this team has not missed a beat, which goes to show the character of the head coach. I was glad to see Matthew Mitchell give her that opportunity because obviously the players and Coach Mitchell thought very highly of her for her to even be on the staff, and she's just run with it.
But as well he should, because that's how he got his start.
Yes, exactly. So they've fallen right in, and hopefully she's going to be here for years as well. But I think obviously the way that that style of play that Matthew Mitchell kind of brought in the fact that she's been an assistant coach with him for a few years now, that bodes well.
Well, there's a couple of big players for the UK women as well. So
Ryan Howard,
she's pretty good, dude.
Yeah, she is, right? And how does a girl like that end up at UK women's, which goes to show the progress that Matthew Mitchell made? And obviously it started before him. I cannot remember what the coach was before him, because she was the assistant as well at Tennessee under Pat Summitt. I can't remember her name, and I hate that, but still, she established.
Kicked off.
Yes, she did. She kind of turned the corner in a sense, and Matthew Mitchell picked up, and now the new coach is carrying on that. And when you're able to get a Ryan Howard coming in and this National Player of the Year candidate, that's amazing. And obviously, it continues to work really well.
It's a big deal. Again, UK sports is doing a really good job. You kind of feel for all the teams that, I guess, are losing non-profit sports because of COVID issues, and they were losing prior to this as well anyway, but you know, you hate to see those kids lose out on opportunities, but when they have an opportunity like at UK, UK's got a really nice deal because they got a good football team and a good basketball team, and, you know, heck, you look at their spring sports, they got good softball, good, I mean, they got good volleyball teams. Man, UK really does it right. They got, across the board, they got a good program in their sports department. You got to commend your AD, I guess, for running their programs like they do, because, man, they got, if you probably stretched out your entire seasons as far as your sports teams on how they all do, I'm not sure really anybody competes with UK as far as any kind of all sports. I wish they'd kind of graded the schools on that, because I don't know if anybody would beat UK as far as overall how you do is in all your
consistently sports. Yeah, I would agree with that. I'm gonna go back for just a second, and you know, when you look at whether it's a kid that's in elementary, middle, or high school that plays any of sport, is that when you look at Dante Allen, he was given an opportunity, and guess what, he answered the bell. He came out and he lit it up. So you never know, if you're sitting on the bench and all of a sudden the coach calls your number, you better get in and make the most of it, because you never know when that might be that break that you needed in order to get more playing time out on the court or on the field. So therefore, develop that skill set, keep working on your own outside of practice, and keep developing those skills, because you never know, you can step up and end up being that hero.
Yeah, let's all continue to try to make those coaches look silly. Can't bench you all the time. Just play good so they can't sit you out no more. You know, that's right. Kind of the way it is. You know, we don't
prove them wrong.
We don't see all the kids in practice. Sometimes there's things that keeps you out of the games. But that being said, sometimes kids are better than what they get credit for. Anyway, good show tonight. Again, wash your hands, distance, and wear your mask. Do the best you can to help our communities out. Let's all be safe, and let's all be smooth in the transition of power up in Washington. Let's be friendly to each other, because, again, we fight COVID like we kind of do this political thing. We got to get together to beat it. If we don't, it's just going to evolve into something worse. So we got to do better about everything we're doing right now. So let's try to get along a little bit better out there. And, again, let's have prayers for Washington tonight, because it's been rough up there today.
Yeah, you're exactly right. It has. All we need is love, right? Love your neighbor.
Love them. See you next week here on PCSN Live with Dave and Ken here on WSKV 104.9 FM.
Thanks for joining us for PCSN Live with Dave and Ken from the Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Studio in Stanton. This program is hosted by Ken Simon and David Faulkner. Production is done by Ethan Moore. Programming is done by Angela Osborne. PCSN Live with Dave and Ken is a Pickup Country 104.9 production. Tune in live next week or on demand at listenlikealocal.com or Apple Podcasts.
Broadcasting 24/7 from the Stanton or Urban Studios, Appalachian Proud, Pickup Country 104.9, WSKV-FM.